So guess what?
Yes.
We actually have a winner.
In the Founders Day.
For the Founders Day contest.
Oh my God, about fucking time.
Isn't that about fucking time?
It's worse than a very long, ugly-ass miniseries.
Yes.
And it's worse than the Thorn Birds.
So does everybody remember who won?
No idea.
Who won, Dan?
That would be Square 3000.
Yes. Hashtag rigged.
No, hashtag random.
Oh my gosh, people. Seriously, though.
He call?
I cannot vouch for the fact that it was random. I did not have video on at the time. I know, it was rigged.
Do not go there.
I don't cheat on my taxes. I don't cheat playing games. And I don't cheat at contests.
What you should have said is, I don't cheat on my husband, you fuck.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
And so, it's worse than the Thorn Birds.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1853 of the BFO for Monday the Tooth of March 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to do my best to remember about what I did over the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, Lions B! Patty, it's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are lions today because, y'all, I am recording this, of course, on the 1th. The 1th of March. Y'all, did you remember, by the way, did you remember to say, rabbit? Big Fatty, we did. Except for that Scotty, he did a punch. He punched the pinch or something. I don't know what he did. But March is coming in like a lion here. Y'all, it has been dreary and cold and spitting rain. Y'all, it's your perfect day to take a nip a nap. But y'all, if I take a nip a nap on Sunday afternoon, I'm not going to be able to sleep Sunday night. So y'all, I'm doing my best to keep my eyelids propped open. Big Fatty, is that what those toothpicks are for? It's true. That's what the toothpicks are for, propping my eyelid. Big Fatty, you're just silly. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, hadn't spoken to you since Thursday, y'all. I gotta say, I really, just going back to Wednesday night, and I'm not gonna go down to the Fat Cave to talk about this, but y'all, I really enjoyed the debuts of The Big Run and The Survivor, and y'all, there's some goodness on both of those little shows. So y'all, it's quiz program time again. So and y'all, the dancing is debuting here in a couple of weeks. So anyway, but y'all, that's not what I'm going to talk to you about. But y'all, on Friday in the coal mine, y'all, it was a good day in the coal mine. The new skull, y'all, she's gone to the Whole Foods. Big Fatty, is that with a W? It is with a W. Y'all, she's gotten some of these vegetable chips, and y'all, they're really quite good. They're light and airy and puffy, and Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. No, but they're not vulgar at all. And y'all, I've eaten. I just had to keep going back and asking for more and more. So anyway, that was my. I think that's my first introduction to the vegetable chips. But anyway, and y'all, then a Friday afternoon, y'all, I was having a Big Fatty. We don't know. I was having an urge for some chocolate, and Big Fatty, shall we call Joe in Dallas? No. I meant like a sweet chocolate. Yes, Big Fatty, that's Joe in Dallas. But anyway. Y'all, by the way, did you know Joe in Dallas was the number one fan of the BFO in 2011? Yes, Big Fatty. Gavin didn't know that, but he was. What was I saying? We don't know. You were wanting chocolate. The new skull had some chocolate covered pecans, and y'all, they were lovely. It was just enough to confirm that Big Fatty will have his left foot cut off. Big Fatty from the Sugar by DTs, yes. For right. I can't think. It was the Vader was off from the coal mine, so y'all, it was really, really quite quiet there in the coal mine. For right day night, y'all, I got home and I just decided I needed to have me a glass of moose pea wine. Y'all, I can't tell you the last time I had a glass of moose pea wine. Big Fatty, it wasn't enough. You should have had two. But y'all, I had that and I did. What did I start? Let me just go back and explain to you my thinkology on the big move into the new Fat Cave. And y'all, my thinkology here is that what my plan all along has been is to go through and throw shit away. Big Fatty, you've done that for sure. Y'all, I hadn't packed a whole lot. I packed a few things, but mainly I've just been throwing shit away. Big Fatty, say it again, throwing shit. Yes, Big Fatty, we got it. For right day night, I packed a box, and I've packed a few boxes. You know, I've got all the crema stuff all packed up and everything, and I've packed up some of my dishes. Maybe that's what I packed up on for right day night. I think it was, y'all. I packed up my regular daily dishes, except for y'all. I kept out one plate and one bowl and one mug. And y'all packed the rest of it up. And of course, y'all, as soon as I did that, then I needed to have two bowls. Big Fatty, it never fails. I did that on Friday night. And y'all, then on Saturday, and I caught up on some programs on the TV machine. Y'all, you know, the Big Run. The Big Run was back on Friday night. I'm telling you, it really is a great show. So if you've missed it, catch up on it. Yes, Big Fatty. Then on Saturday, y'all, I got up and I had my brufkus. Miss Kitty was coming by to see me on Saturday. Y'all, he was supposed to come at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And I got a testimonium from Miss Kitty saying, oh, no, I'll be coming by at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And I said, yes. Y'all, it worked out just fine. But that morning I got up and y'all, the one room, there were two main places that I hadn't finished throwing shit away. And y'all, that was, in the closet, in the love chamber, and y'all in the sling room. So that was my main project. My main project on Saturday was to tackle those two tasks. And so y'all, I filled up a couple of big bags. Y'all, that's some of those vegetable chips. I filled up a couple of big bags. Y'all, I have gotten rid, honest to hydrogen, I have gotten rid of, I would say, two-thirds of my clothes. Because, y'all, I just hadn't worn this shit. I made up two big bags of clothes that I was going to take to the Goodwill. So they had them sitting out in the living room here at the Fat Cave. And y'all, then I went in and y'all, I had shoes and all. And you know, I am not Miss Sugarbaker. You know, I do not have to have the shoe, you know, the suitcase of the shoe when I go traveling. Although Miss Sugarbaker, and she knows knows who she is. Yes, Big Fatty, she sure do. Y'all, just lots of stuff. Big Fatty, concentrate. Y'all, then I went in the sling room. And y'all, I went in there and... That I had stuff over in the corner. I was going through the, y'all, I can't begin to tell you how many VRC tapes I had of Poon. Y'all, it was never ending. It's never ending. And y'all, I don't even have a VRC. And yet I'm hanging on to this stuff. Be-ready. So y'all, I threw out all kinds of Poon. Y'all, I went through my horror bag and I got rid of a lot of that shit. Just stuff that I don't ever use. And some of the stuff I don't ever remember having. But y'all, I ran across a few things that I had forgotten that I had, and it was all good and everything. So there's always a few little surprises that you run across. But y'all, I filled up 1, 2, 3, 3, was it 3 or 4? I think I filled up 4 of those contractor grade cleanup bags. You know, the big huge ones, y'all. I filled up 4 of those. Took them down to the dumpster. Y'all, I kind of had to had those splash and dash showers. You know, that's what the weather rat says is the splash and dash showers. I had to avoid them because y'all, it was just a mucky. It was a mucky weekend, very mucky. I did all of that, and then Miss Kitty arrived about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And I was asking Miss Kitty to come by to y'all. We had put up when I moved into this fat cave. We had put up several ceiling fans, and y'all, some of them are just in terrible condition. And I was gonna, have Miss Kitty help me take them down and put the old light fixtures back up. And y'all, he's convinced me to just leave that shit up there. And if they want to put the light fixtures back up, let them put the light fixtures back up. And y'all, I've agreed to that. So we didn't take any of the light fixtures down, but y'all, I was having trouble with my roll top desk, and I had old Veda over here a couple of weeks ago, and y'all, we couldn't figure out exactly what was wrong with it. And I said, well, I know Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty will be able to help me with the roll top desk. And y'all, sure enough, Miss Kitty and I, we poked and prodded and disassembled the back of the desk. And y'all, we figured out what the problem was, and y'all, we have solved it. And y'all, for the first time in many years, many years, y'all, I could roll my roll top desk up about halfway, and then it would get caught, and I couldn't figure out. I didn't know if something had fallen down back in the back there. And y'all, it basically had become what do you call it? Big Fatty, you call it a place to pile your shit up. That's exactly what it was. And so we got the roll top desk back into working condition. Y'all, I'm happier than a pig in shit. Ready? That's vulgar. So Miss Kitty and I, we caught up and everything. And Big Fatty, where are you going, Big Fatty? You're not prepared. You're just not prepared. Well, I had to go over to the other side of the room because y'all, after Miss Kitty left, I got a message. I got a message from the 34-year-old gentleman caller. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, the gentleman caller is excited.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, Big Fatty. Fatty, a squeaky gentleman caller has been underused. You're telling me. Okay, calm down. Gentleman caller said, Big Fatty, come on over and let's do some humpity bumpity. And I said, yes. Okay. Y'all, it was just lovely. And so did that, and y'all, I had to go by the Staples. I had to get some toner. I couldn't get my printer to work, and old Veda said, oh, Big Fatty, your toner expired 3 years ago. And so, y'all, I picked up a new cartridge of toner because y'all needed it because, you know, this coming weekend we got the big horror event, and y'all, I had to print up some signs and all for that. Then I got home and I piddled around a little bit, and y'all, then it was time for that stoke it. Beep! Ready? Stoke it with a pick! Is it pick? Stoke it with a pick, yes. So y'all, I was on there, and Jim was on there, and Gavin, and Jimmy Baya, and Blind Guy Jay, and it seems like there was somebody else. Oh, Tracy. Tracy was on there, and y'all, you know, they have on that show now, they have a theme for the poon that they post in the chat room, and y'all, we did a combination. It was Beavers and Big Dicks. Big Fatty, was Miss Beaver there? No, she was not there, but she missed some good Beaver porn. Yes, Big Fatty. And you, but y'all, I gotta tell you something. That in the chat room, y'all, the dirtiest of them all in the chat room, y'all, is that Ed Chan. And y'all, The funny thing on Saturday night, every time someone would say his name, Jim would play a sound effect of a gong. So y'all, we would specifically mention his name numerous times, and Jim would, you know, y'all, it was really quite humorous. And then the one that loved it the most was that Ed Chan. Yes. Then y'all, after that, met Granny and Durwood and a few other friends out at the Connections, the former. And y'all, they had a leather contest. Y'all, they had a good crowd there, but y'all, they only had one contest. They had four different categories, but only one contestant in only two of the categories. So y'all, it was a little anticlimactic. Y'all, it was a good time. Was had by all. And after that, came home. Then on Sunday, y'all, I went out and I met with my with the folks that are renting the new Fat Cave from Big Fatty. And y'all, it looks like they may actually need a little more time to move. Something's come up personally with them, and it's a family matter, and it's just not a real good situation for them. But it doesn't impact me. Whereas I thought I might be taking a possession of the Fat Cave in about 2 weeks, y'all, it may be a little bit longer than that. And I just told him, I said, y'all just take as much time as you need. You know, it's just a real bad situation. Oh, dear, I guess it's a bad situation of timing and all. And y'all, then I did some running around, deposited my rent check, and anyway, so here I am. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. And y'all, if your March came in like a lion, I hope you're looking forward to it going out like a lamb, like a Big Fatty is. If it came in like a little lammy, then y'all, it'll be going out like a lion. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at It's All About Med. Oh, by the way, y'all, I watched the Glee. The Glee on Friday night. And Ed, what do you think of Glee?
It's worse than the Thornbirds.
Oh, no! Mark is going to kick your ass!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.